Good morning, everyone. This morning is the 18th of February, 2018, Sunday morning early. And you know, whatever we do all to the glory of God. Whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas, we are His people, His blood-bought children. And this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure, but God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, He wants you to know that He will never leave you or forsake you, regardless where you are or what task you're doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of His eternal love, having been given to Him by His Father from the throne up above. Sometimes our tasks, daily tasks, do seem mundane, don't they? And we kind of get bored and, you know, smartphones in some ways aren't all that smart, are they? You ever feel like you're addicted to your smartphone? But you know, the wisdom of God, the foolishness of God is wiser than man. The Bible tells us. And man thinks he's so intelligent. But Scripture asks the question, where is the wisdom of the wise? Right? God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. Who hath known the mind of the Lord? His ways are past finding out. He says, my counsel shall stand, I will do all my good pleasure. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. All glory and honor belong to Him who made all things, and by Him all things consist. He is the head of all things, and by Him all things consist. He's given Him power over all flesh. And so then you have people that are down here setting forth the lie that man controls his own destiny. And Christ is the one who is over all things. In fact, Scripture tells us that He predestinated all things after the counsel of His own will. You know, didn't say He predestinated some things. And if you go back to Ephesians and see that He is the one who holds all things in His hands. You know, back to the old scripture about He's got the whole world in His hands. You know, and we read in Ephesians 1:11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. Well, it's hard for me to grasp how people can so pervert the gospel of Christ to another gospel. It says, by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, all glory belongs to God. And all things have been given into Christ's hands. God has given a name that is greater than any name, that the name of Jesus Christ. And He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by His stripes we are healed. We, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. But He didn't stay in that grave, did He? He came up out of that grave. And He was raised for our justification. You know, what a hope for us to look forward to. One day, be able to join the Prince of Peace. So, let us remember that when we're going about our daily task, and when things seem mundane, we have a hope. Anchor the soul, just steadfast in the veil. And if it seems that we are standing still, sometimes it seems as if we're standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill our soul's need of Him in a special way, standing still and see the salvation of the Lord, for He is our only hope. And the faith of Christ causes us to stay, resting in His grace that will carry us through when it seems we are standing still. He will make a way for you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard, and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night. And He says, peace be still, and the cares of this world have blinded my sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that He's our righteousness. We can rest in Him when the waves of billow roll, and He will bring comfort to our never-dying souls. God bless this day, our pilgrimage, as we continue walking the trail of this veil of tears to know that one day we will be with Him in eternity. God bless.